I believe that is going to work. Yeah, right. We'll find a winder for that other one. All right, Jeremiah 6, verse 14. If you follow along this morning, we read there, and you'll be much in prayer that the Lord just gives you what you need. Verse 14, your Bible reads like this. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed. Neither could they blush. Therefore, they shall fall among them that fall at the time that I visit them. They shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where's the good way, and walk therein? And ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Therefore hear, ye nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. To what purpose cometh there to me incense from Sheba, and the sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet unto me. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people, and the fathers and the sons together shall fall upon them. The neighbor and his friend shall perish. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we do love you this morning. We do thank you, Lord, for your word, thankful for salvation. We pray this morning, God, if there's someone here that does not know you in the free pardon of sin, Lord, that they will before the service is over. God, we pray you convict their hearts, draw them to you, Lord God, that they could be eternally saved. Father, we pray this morning for the saints of God that you'd strengthen, encourage us, Lord, encourage our soul, speak peace to the born-again believer this morning, God. And Father, Lord, make us strong that we be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Armor us, God, with the whole armor. And Father, we pray today, help us bring glory to your name. Anoint me afresh today, God, and give us fresh bread from heaven, Lord. God, that will help the hearer this morning. And God, we'll give you the praise for it, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. And amen. And amen. You can be seated this morning. As we look at the scriptures, we find that Jeremiah here is in his second message. And as he is preaching to them, trying to get them to go back to worshiping God instead of false idols, which it seemed like the Israelites always had a trouble with, which it seems today that we also have trouble with that. We want to fall back into the old man, the old nature, and just do what the flesh used to do, right? And you know, and it's easy to do, especially more so probably if you have lived a life of sin for a long while, that you got a taste of that, and the devil really tempts you and wants to take you back to that. More so than someone that's saved at an early age or never got into that stuff, I should say, into a lot of things of the world. the temptation is still there, but there's not as much. You don't know what you've done there, or what you might have thought you had pleasure in to draw you back to that. And so, to the Lord, and we don't ever get into those things. Now, like most people do probably, they come to the Lord early, then they backslide on God, they go back out into the things of the world and stay there for a period of years and get into a lot of things they ought not get into before they come back and rededicate and surrender to the Lord. And so then they've got things to haunt them throughout their lives. So if we could remain faithful unto the Lord, what a blessing it can be for us. And you have as much if you have been saved at an early age. and delivered from those things, not went back into the world. You have as much to praise God for as anybody. You should be as thankful for your salvation as a murderer, as a druggie, because hell would have been your home just like it would have been theirs. And it still takes the grace of God to save us, no matter who we are, no matter what we've been, right? And so then, as we look at the scripture here, we see Jeremiah preaching to them. These people, of course, they've always had false prophets. Always been. And Jeremiah is seemingly the only truth teller of this time, about 40 years. As he's telling this and speaking the truth, preaching, he has others that are saying, peace, peace. It said that they have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly. They've had slightly, they've helped them and spoke peace, peace, and saying, you have peace and you have safety. Sort of like we hear today. We're promised peace. We're promised safety. We're promised prosperity and the things of this world. But what I want to point out this morning is this rest that he promises us in the old way is to the soul. All right, it's not to the flesh. The burdens of the flesh, the warfare, the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. These two are contrary one to another, so that you cannot do the things that you would, Paul said in Galatians 5 and 17. And so there's a warfare. But the promise of the peace is to the soul of man. The healing is to the soul of man. The eternal life is to the soul of man. The change in us is to the soul of man, and then works through to the outward man. But the outward man has not been saved. It's the inward man that has been saved. If the outward man would have been saved, then there'd be no corruption. There'd be no decaying of the body and not be aging. You see, the soul is not aging. The soul is as young as it has ever been. Those of us that are born again, we have eternal life with Jesus Christ, our Savior. And the promise this morning, as we read to you in Jeremiah 6 and 16, is to the soul. If we look at that again, he says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways. Stand ye in the way and see and ask for the old path. And that, what is the old path? It is the way when they worship God and put Him first in everything and had no idols before them. That was the old way. And he said, where is the good way? Now listen, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for what? For your body? For your mind? No, for your soul. You're going to find rest for yourself. My friend, I hate to break it to you this morning, but you're never going to find rest here for the body. I mean, you can lay down and rest maybe at night or whenever you get a chance to lay down, but if you're like me, you found there's still not a lot of rest for the body. Amen. But the soul, if we get in the ways of God, there is rest and peace for our soul. Amen. Rest and peace for our soul. But they said, what? We will not walk therein. We'll not walk therein. But he's preaching the truth to them and saying, listen, it's not like these false prophets preach that you have peace and peace and you have slight peace just for a little while. You see, that's what gets people, and that's why so many get discouraged, is because, well, they said the Bible said and the preacher said, I'll have peace if I give my life to the Lord. And so they want peace in their flesh. It's not going to happen. We're not going to live a life without trouble and without trials. Yea, that all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And that's to the flesh. We'll suffer persecution. We'll be persecuted. We'll be put down. The apostles were martyred. Oh, except for John. The rest, they were martyred. They didn't try. They tried, but God didn't allow it to happen. But listen, the flesh was killed. The flesh destroyed. So, truth. And that's what Jeremiah is trying to get them to understand. And that's what verse 16 is. And that's what the watchman is in verse 17 that brings the truth. The watchman brings the truth. In verse 16, he tells the truth. Stand ye in the ways of God, the way that the Lord said to stand, the way that God said to stand, and abstain from idol worship, and to remove yourself from the heathen. Don't be with them. Don't mix with them, and you'll have peace. You'll have rest. Amen. Stand in the ways. Truth brings real peace, and that's all that'll bring real peace. If you listen to these false teachers, they bring peace to the flesh. They bring rest to the flesh. In the promises that they make, the trouble of that is that so many people don't prosper as they promise. And people don't, but if they brainwash them, many times they feel like they are, even though they're not. Listen, folks, we need to be blood bought, amen, and blood washed, not brainwashed. We need to know the truth of God's word, that this way is not usually an easy way. This way is usually hard. This way is usually tough. If you look at the apostles, if you look at our Savior, if you look at the true prophets, it was tough. It wasn't easy, but the truth will bring real peace. Believe what Jesus said in John 16 and 33. He said, in this world you have much tribulation. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And so the soul will overcome the world. But the flesh is not much for overcoming. The flesh is not much for overcoming. A matter of fact, your flesh is dying day by day. Amen. But we've got something to look forward to because the soul has been saved. Amen. That new spirit, the Holy Ghost of God, dwells on the inside. Amen. And has saved our soul. And we've become born again in Christ and are new creatures in Him. And we have eternal life. Amen. Truth brings real peace. Look at the soul again. Matthew 11, 28 says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. He said, and ye shall find what? Rest for your what? For your souls. Not rest for your body. You know, we hear preach often that, well, if you'll come to the Lord and you'll surrender to Him and walk fully in Him, you'll have rest. He didn't say your body's going to have rest. No, He didn't say your mind's even going to have rest. Because there's going to be a battle there, folks. The devil's going to try and tear you down, just like I can see he's doing many this morning. Amen. Just like I can see that he's doing this morning, he's trying to take you down. Oh, but if you'll take Jesus on you and you'll get yoked up with him, you ever see a yoke on oxen and a one here and one here? And we see if it's a double and we've got two hooked together and they go together. Amen. And listen, and he's there with you, and if you yoke up with him, he'll take you through. He'll take you through for your soul. You'll find rest for your soul in that peace that he speaks to you, in that you know that you're doing right. You can still have peace in your soul. Many times my flesh, my mind is eaten up with anxiety and worries of the things of this world. But all at the same time, God speaks peace to my soul and says, what you have done, how you're living is right according to the word of God. And so I have peace in my soul. Amen. Have peace in my soul. You ever have somebody come against you when you're innocent, but you were falsely accused, and you got, I don't know why they call it this, but they call it a good cussing. I don't know about no good cussing to you, but anyway. I mean, you've got up one side and down the other, and listen, didn't feel good to the flesh, and you kind of wonder in your mind, have I done what's right? Have I done this? But let me tell you, if you're yoked up with Jesus, glory to God, he'll speak to the soul, woo, and he'll say, you're good, my child, you're good. You just keep going. That's the war of the flesh and the mind, but the soul is in good shape. You see, he can give rest to the soul when the body is in a battle. Amen. Amen. When, you know, you see people on the death. And my mom was a perfect example of that. The body was in pain and torn and a lot of things going on in the flesh and a battle in the mind, I know. But the soul had peace. Or when she passed with a smile, you know that she had peace. God is the only one that can give that peace, a peace that passeth all understanding. And the truth is how we get that. A lie will not give you peace, my friend. You'll always be in turmoil inside if you don't get right by truth. I said, if you don't get right by truth, some people think they've gotten right by a lie. They've been deceived, never born again, and so they don't have that peace in the soul. They don't have that rest of the soul. They're going back and forth. They try to convince themselves that they're saved when they're really not. Right? And so there's a warfare there. They can't have any peace. But I like what Romans 8:1 tells us. Wherefore there is now no more condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. There is no more condemnation to the soul. There's no more condemnation to the soul because we have been born again. Amen. And so there's rest in the soul because it's not being condemned. So we have that. We have that freedom. We've been set free. We've been set free. Truth. Truth will bring real peace. Jesus said, whom the Son makes free is free indeed. You see, you're not free until the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, makes you free. Right? You're not free, and you're never going to feel free until you be made free by Jesus. You can have some joker up here to tell you some stories and make you feel good in the flesh, and you can be laughing and you can go out the door laughing and carrying on, but I'm telling you what, somewhere down the road you're going to hit a wall and you're going to come to realization, I don't have that peace. But then your mind, the devil's going to take you back to what the false preacher said. Well, I do have peace because what he said this morning, I have peace. And a double-minded man is able in all his ways. And so we've got to know that there's a difference in the peace, a peace and a joy of the soul instead of the flesh. And we look at verse 15 and we see, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not all ashamed. What do we live in today? There's no shame. They're not ashamed of living in abomination. A matter of fact, they want us to feel bad for preaching the truth about abomination. Amen. Homophobia. One preacher says homonausea, not homophobia. It makes you nauseous. Listen, because it makes God nauseous. It makes Him sick. It's an abomination. But they have no shame. They have no shame. They can take what God has made a man and listen and try to change it into a woman and dress it like as a woman and bring it in to the church or into the library or into the schools and let it read to children. Yeah, I'm calling it it because I don't know what it is. Amen. But let me tell you, I do know that it is an abomination unto God. But they want to lie and make it all right. Make it all right. You got many denominations that is accepting this garbage today. And they're doing it for the almighty dollar is what they're doing it for. And they're sending people to hell left and right because they won't tell the truth. They won't tell the truth. Anytime you've got a man that wants to look like a woman, you've got a real problem. You've got an abomination on your hands. Amen. Anytime you've got a woman that once looked like a man, you've got an abomination on your hands. Anytime you've got a person that wants a scratch in a litter box and do their business, you've got an abomination. You've got a problem, my friend, that needs to be addressed in this world today. I need that is not of God. Amen. Amen. I tell you what they ought to make them do. They ought to make them use the outhouse in the wintertime one good winter. And they'd be thankful they had a toilet in the house, bless God. Amen. When, oh no, let's appease them. Let's give them a litter box. They really think they're a cat and we don't want to mess them up. Honey, I got some news for you. They already messed up. You ain't going to get a chance or somebody done messed them up. Amen. I remember barking and meowing as a kid. But I knew I wasn't no dog and I knew I wasn't no cat. Amen. Amen. I saw what the dog ate and I saw what the cat ate and I didn't want to eat it. Amen. Oh, but it was a different story, the old ways. I don't know if that's not saying that's what the Bible said about the old ways, but when we come in to eat, honey, we didn't have a hat on. We sat up straight in our seat. We used our silverware. Amen, our silverware like a civil human being. Amen. We set up and we put one in our hand and we were shown how to hold it correctly. Yeah. Amen. And that was by our parents and we didn't eat wrong either. If you tried it, I saw one of my brothers try it. He put his face down the table and went to scoop it in and he about not to have no head after he done that. I'm saying, no, that ain't going to happen. And the rest of that meal he missed. Amen. You're not coming here acting like a hog. Hey, you're not an animal. You're a person. Amen. Anyway, that was a pretty good rabbit chase. I don't know. Right down through there. Right out of that brush pile, Brother Wheeler, I went. Amen. Amen. Don't you think I don't get my tail tore up every now and then? Amen. Truth. Truth brings conviction. It brings conviction. But here, they're committing abomination and they feel no shame because they're listening to the false prophets rather than Jeremiah. A matter of fact, because Jeremiah is preaching the truth, they're going to throw him in an old well in a pit and let him be up in the mud. Yeah, because of the truth. Because they didn't want to hear about the abomination. They weren't going to blush, neither could they blush. Why couldn't they blush? Because they had no real truth being taught to them, only Jeremiah, and they weren't going to hear him. There was no conviction. Truth brings conviction. Truth brings chastisement upon the believer. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall at the time that I visit them. They shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Who said it? The Lord. The Lord. These are an abomination, these eggs and that bunch of wickedness. Listen, they'll be cast down by the Lord. They'll be thrown in a lake of fire by the Lord. I'm not a hate monger. I'm not hating on people. I just want you to know, like the Bible wants you to know, that the truth can set you free. And listen, and I'm not going to go with this hogwash that every sin's the same. Amen. Oh, I'm not. I feel some pull down on that. So let me plow right there, bless God. There's a big difference. Amen. In a drag. Amen. Coming in here and a man that said a bathroom word out there. There's a big difference. You don't have to amen me. I don't care. Amen. I'll tell you what the truth is. There's a big difference in an abomination. Amen. There's a big difference in an abomination. And listen, than a man known to do good and knew it not. There's a big difference in that sin, honey, that a man laying with a man and a woman with a woman. Or an animal, I should say, today. They try to marry animals and everything else. Listen, we live in a perverse generation. Well, we got something big side about because we're nearing the coming of the Lord. Amen. Thank God they can take all that mess that they want. And I know it makes people uncomfortable. Listen, I've got it in my family. Don't feel alone. I'm not knocking. And they know I love them. I help them any way I can. Only thing I won't do is lie to them. Oh, I won't lie to them. Amen. If they're cold, I give them a cover. I give them a heater. Amen. If they're hungry, I feed them. But bless God, I'll not lie to them and tell them they can go to heaven like that. Amen? No. No. I'll be as wicked as they are if I lie to them. Amen. Or more so. And listen, the thing of it is, they also need to know they can be saved. Amen. They can be saved. The Lord deals with them. They can be saved. And brought out of that. Amen. I've seen them come out of it, and I know they can come out of it. Old time conviction, we've lost that, but truth brings conviction. Amen. Truth brings conviction. Jesus even said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. It's the word that's truth. It's the word that sanctifies. It's the truth that'll bring people out of that. It's the truth that'll make people blush when they're doing wrong. But where there's no truth, where there's no truth, there'll be no blessing. There'll be no old-time conviction. People don't want old-time conviction. Too many preachers don't want old-time conviction because they don't want to live a holy life themselves. Amen. Probably the most of them nowadays hadn't even been saved anyway, Brother Ray. They thought it was a profession that they could go in and make money. Oh, I've talked to people like that. They said, well, said I considered going in to be a pastor, but I found out that a lawyer made more money. You doggone right, they make more money. And I'm telling you what, that's the thing of it. Being a pastor is a calling, not a profession. There's a big difference. And if they're not called into it, they'll lie. They'll do whatever it takes to make as much money as the lawyer. Amen. Amen. They'll try to do what they can do. But old time conviction. See, they wouldn't even blush. We won't blush today where there's no truth. That's why people like to run to places I call playhouses. They try to call them a church, but there's no conviction. There's no truth being spoken. Oh, they might give a little, but then they'll sugarcoat it. They'll sweep it under the rug. Or they'll pull out a perversion and go with it where there's no conviction in it. And so, you know, when you go that way, you've got trouble. Listen, John 6 and 44 tells us, Jesus speaking, to draw them, that the Father, any man come to him and be drawn by the Father, and he'll save them and give them eternal life. We don't even preach the drawing anymore. The Bible said he saved us such with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. They've got to be broken before they're saved. Some way, shape, or form. Now again, the younger you are, the less probably you'll feel broken. Right? When you give your life to the Lord. You don't have as much to be broken about as far as sin goes. But once you've got hard, and your heart's hard, and you've been living in sin, and that Holy Ghost breaks you and you realize that you have really sinned against a living God and how good He has been, honey, you're going to be sorry for that. You're going to be sorry for that. And you say, preacher, I never was. Well, get saved. Amen. Cry to the Lord. I pray for you, amen, that the Holy Ghost of God convict you and let you know that you're a sinner and need to be saved. Amen. You can't convince people of the Holy Ghost's job. He's got a position. I said he. I didn't say it. That's the drags. The Holy Ghost is he. Amen. The Holy Ghost is he. I don't need to learn no other pronouns. I know. Well, let's go on. I'm not getting in that one. Truth. It brings that old-time conviction. Us of us, the ones in here that's been saved, the ones that's been saved here knows that they heard the truth. And they got saved by the truth, and they got under old-time conviction, and they were saved. Thank God. Listen, that's the power of God, that He can save us and bring us to that place to where we can be saved. The truth brings conviction. Verse 20, to what purpose cometh there to me? Incense from Sheba and the sweet cane from a far country. Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet unto me. So, he wasn't going to accept what they brought. A lot of people, they think they can worship any way they want to. Jesus told a woman in John 4, he said, You know, they say you come here, come there, but he say, I say there's a time coming when you're not going this mountain or that mountain. But those that worship, Father, must worship in spirit and in truth. You think he can worship anyway? You think just you can get you a praise team and they can do it all for you? Three cheers for Jesus. Woo, woo, woo! Here we are. It's not going to work. True worship comes from each individual's heart. It comes from each individual. Now, if you've got a whoo, whoo, whoo in your heart, lay it on us. Amen. Thank God. If it comes from Jesus, put it on us, right? Thank God. I'm not saying you can't say that. I'm saying someone else can't worship for you. And you can't worship unless you're right. You can't worship rightly, right? I mean, unless you come to surrender all. Unless you come to surrender. Now, they try to worship, but will they receive it? We know that the devils in the New Testament, they come and bow down to worship to God, the Lord. But he don't care to send them away. Right? Right. And so we got to do it the right way. And truth brings true worship. Truth brings true worship. Because when the truth is in us, as Brother Jeremy preached a fine message Wednesday night, I hope if you wasn't here, you could go back and listen to that. Listen, a lot about worship, a lot about being in the Lord, and the Lord being in us, and having that right fellowship. If that fellowship's not right, it's not going to be accepted by the Lord. True worship. And if we say, in John 1, it says, if we say we have no sin, oh, we make him a liar. Truth's not in us. It can't be that way. We've got to know that we know that we know. Truth brings true worship. Listen, this is rest for your soul. I'm preaching this morning rest for your soul. I'm not preaching rest for the flesh. I'm preaching rest for the soul. And what Jeremiah is saying here is they're not going to accept this stuff. You can bring something else if you want. You want to bring something new, bring it. I'm not going to accept it. I want what I said I wanted. Right?
Amen.
Well, let's put it this way. What's the government charge on taxes here? Just, say you're going to go out and buy you something at the store other than food. I don't even know what food is, but it taxes. But like 7%, right? Am I right? 6%? I don't know where I was at last when it was 7. Anyway, 6%. Well, I'm going to go to the store and I'm going to say, no, not today, honey. I'm going to give you 3. Maybe 3.5. That'll be half of it. Okay. Ain't going to work that way, is it? Not going to work that way. You can't give them. And then he tells us over in Malachi, you give to the governor what they say to give, and then you want to hold back on God. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. The worship is not going to work. We can't hold back. I like the old ways. Because I find in that, I find rest for my soul. Now, again, not the flesh, but I find rest for my soul in the old way. And I'm not just talking the old way that I'm brought up. Again, I'm trying to preach what Jeremiah would be preaching. And I know he wasn't brought up like I was brought up. But there is an old way that's pleasing to God. I like the old way. I like the old way. I like the old-fashioned way of doing things. Amen. Come to the house of the Lord, worship, and having an altar to come to and pray. I like that. I like singing the hymns. They've got meaning there. And so a lot of them's got scripture there. I like those old things. Don't you? I like those old songs. I still like old Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. I still like those old songs. Amen. I've never been this homesick for heaven. I get excited about thinking of my Father standing at the door. I get excited about seeing those bright lights. Amen. I get excited about those things. I like the old ways. I like the old ways. I like those things. I like to see people do it the old way. I like to see people have respect and reverence for God and God's house. Right? I like the old way. I like to eat the old stuff. I like to eat dumplings.
Yeah.
I like to eat my chicken fried. I don't want no boiled chicken. I don't want no boiled chicken. I don't want any steamed broccoli. Lightly steamed. That stuff will kill you. Amen. I got lab reports to prove it. I'm in good shape, right? I'm in good shape, right? Yeah, I found out the other day that I'm sweet and greasy. Hey, that's a Southern way. That's the Southern way. Amen. That's because I like it the old way. Amen. I like it the old way. If you don't have syrup, use your sweet tea. Thank God, right? It's good stuff. Always good stuff. Good stuff and good stuff and the Word of God. We got a lot to think about as we look at God's Word and look at the old ways and what it's brought. We're not just like they were in the New Testament, but we're trying to stay with the Word of God and preach the way that we can and try to worship the best we can according to the Word of God, as much as we know, as much as written down for us. Right? That's what we strive for. That's what we strive for. But the new stuff, a lot of new things just don't cut it. Just don't cut it. Right? Just don't cut it. I found out you could get that steamed broccoli and that kale and those old nasty things. You can get those in a pill form called a vitamin. And you can take that and get away with that. But you can't replace this. You can't replace what you get in the house of the Lord in old-fashioned worship. Or somebody can lift their hand and praise God. Amen. Where either any one of you can get up and walk these aisles and the tears just flow. Yeah. And feel God all over you. I mean, there's something good about that. There's something good about that when Jonathan, 7 foot tall, gets up and throws his arms up and about hits the ceiling. There's something good about that. There's something good about that. And knowing where he come from, and that old way brought him from that. It was the old Word of God, the Word of God. It was the old way. It was the truth that brought us where we are today. Amen. It was the truth of God's Word. It worked, not the Brother Harper, not any older than me, but it worked when he was a little boy. Old-fashioned way, didn't it? It worked when he was just a young'un. Won't it work? It'll still work today. Sister Linda, you come to the piano. Rest for your soul. Now remember that. Rest for your soul. Don't think your body's going to get a lot of peace. Don't ever think the devil's just going to back off and your mind's just going to be like, you can even go to the beach and lay down, but that ain't going to happen. I mean, everything's going to come flooding in, right? Anytime we ever went to jellyfish flooded in or sharks or shark day and all this, you don't find peace like that. You find peace for your soul only in the Lord, only in the truth of God's Word. Let us stand this morning. If you'll come, try to find